This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, a look at Tim Presley's project White Fence, including a track from its newly released album. Also, a favourite record by alt-country band The Jayhawks, 10 years after its release, and a taste of my Free FM Detour du Jour. Episode 236 of A Sonic Youth. That was White Fence, with one of my favourite pieces of modern, Beatles-influenced alt-rock named Mr. Adams. As I alluded to earlier, White Fence is the project of Californian musician Tim Presley. Presley's first notable project was in the hardcore horror punk band The Nerve Agents. They were active from 1998 to 2002, with Presley, known in the band as Timmy Stardust, playing lead guitar. Next was the band Darker My Love. They formed in LA in 2004 and disbanded in 2010 after the release of their third LP. The opener from that record, Backseat, is an especially great song and one to check out if you want to explore their brand of psych rock. In between projects with Darker My Love, Presley and bandmate Rob Barbato became two of the many musicians to play for a short stint in the seminal post-punk band The Fall. They contributed to the 2007 record Reformation Post TLC. Presley has since focused on his solo career, which, aside from White Fence, has included two collaboration albums with Kate Le Bon under the name Drinks, as well as solo albums under the name WX and one record under his own name. But his best work has come under the now 8 records released as White Fence, along with the two collab albums between White Fence and modern punk rock legend Ty Segall. His latest White Fence album, released last week, is called Orange, and it's the first since 2019's I Have to Feed Larry's Hawk. It isn't as good as some previous records, such as the 2010 South Huddle debut and the best White Fence album, 2014's For the Recently Found Innocent. But it's a good album, carrying exactly the kind of psyched out folk rock sound I'd expect to hear. Released on the legendary Chicago indie label Drag City, the album is, as expected, produced by Ty Segall. Here's my favourite song, the third track from Orange, and also one of the pre-release singles. This is Your Eyes. With a new track called Your Eyes. Here's a taste from a previous White Fence release, the excellent 2014 record for the recently found Innocent. My favourite song from this album is the freak folk of Raven on White Cadillac, but there are so many good songs on the record, and here's one of the more pop forward ones. This is Arrow Man.
Can't you wait? Spit on the sleep of the silicon.
listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was White Fence with Arrow Man. It's at this point in the show that I take a detour from regular programming. Over the past few months, the Free FM content creators have been working on one-off shows for the Free FM Detour du Jour. The idea is to create a one-hour music show that is tangential to the usual content in your weekly podcast. Highlights include my dad's tour du jour on songs about American presidents, Andrew Johnson's two-parter on songs about the Waikato, Mike Williams on songs written from the wrong point of view, and Triple SD's show named Kuri Kuri Rawa Sonic Audit. My detour du jour is named Digging for Misshapen Diamonds, and it's dropped this week. It's about tracks and artists whose lack of success was not as a result of the quality of their music, but rather the time and place they recorded it, the bizarreness of their sound, the topics of their lyrics, or just bad luck. Their records that were forgotten at the time of their release, only to be rediscovered years later and often hailed as examples of what could have been. So, here's a taste of my hour-long journey into the obscure.
Ditch the routine. Take the Free FM detour du jour.
Right, back to the religious nutjobs. This next song may be from Jesus himself. Yes, you heard me. I'm suggesting that Jesus returned to Earth in the early 70s, recorded one of the greatest acid psych albums ever, and then left the earthly bounds again. The album is D.R. Hooker's 1972 release, The Truth. The black and white album cover centers on a long-haired, bearded man wearing a full-length Jesus robe and sash, holding an acoustic guitar on a hill in front of what I think is LA. 100 presses of the record were made, which have now been rediscovered and then re-released. You can stream the music too. Unlike other artists on the show, however, not many really know anything about the story behind the music. There was another album released in 1974, named Armageddon. I did, however, find a 2009 obituary for Donald R. Hooker II. He lived in Bethel, Connecticut, although apparently he spent time in Hawaii, Ohio, Pittsburgh, and several other areas, before settling in Loudoun, New Hampshire. Apparently he spent 8 years as an IBM computer programmer, and, as mentioned in the obituary, headed the D.R. Hooker band. It also mentions a third album, named Rain on the Moon. I found that on YouTube, and I'm listening to it for the first time ever while writing this. It only has 1,000 views, and is released on cassette only. The record moves from folk to pretty average-sounding disco-influenced rock, definitely an artifact of its time, and definitely not an essential listen. What is an essential listen, however, is the drug-addled hippie psychedelia and evangelical Christianity of the first two D.R. Hooker albums. There's certainly a drug addict, I'd say LSD would be the one of his choice, to reborn Christian lyrical theme. The album, this is the first record, The Truth, that I'm referring to, closes with The Bible. That's the essential D.R. Hooker track, a piece of extreme acid psych punctuated with some proper metal guitar riffs. It's an insane sound for 1972. The song closes with this guitar riffing, alongside loud front-of-the-mix soloing and a droney high-pitched organ squeal as a distant-sounding hooker recites Bible verses. Here's a taste. If they're knocking the Bible,
news.
Ditch the routine. Take the Free FM detour du jour.
That was a section of D.R. Hooker's track, The Bible. While that's the most insane-sounding track in the Hooker catalogue, there's a lot of other awesome songs too. The most popular track is the spiritual guidance backed by Freak Folk that is Forge Your Own Chains. Weather Girl is another awesome one. Another essential is the absolutely beautiful piano-led track Kamala from the second record. But I've got to play another piece of intense acid psych, because that to me is what makes Hooker's music so fascinating. This track is the full force opener from The Truth, The Sea. This is A Sonic Youth, and that was a taste of my detour du jour named Digging for Misshapen Diamonds. Find the full episode and others from Free FM's creators on freefm.org.nz. Finally, this week, a shout out to the Jayhawks and their now 10-year-old record, Paging Mr. Proust. The Jayhawks, who formed in the mid-80s in Minneapolis, are one of the great alt-country bands. Rather than the roots rock and punk influences perhaps more heard from bands like Wilco and those who came before them, the Jayhawks are more about jangly indie and sunnied melodies. When the band released their eighth, and I think their best album, Mockingbird Time in 2012, it felt like a new beginning for the group. It was their first album since 2003, and the first to feature founding member and co-frontman Mark Olsen since he abruptly left the group in 1995. However, and as great as the album was, the recording process was fractious, and Olsen was soon out of the band again. And, once again, like with 97's Sound of Lies, frontman Gary Loris & Co. turned out another brilliant record which moved the band's sound more towards indie rock, Paging Mr. Proust. So, to see us off, here is subjectively, and by listing numbers objectively, the best song from the record. It's the album opener, Quiet Corners and Empty Spaces. The sight, the wandering eye has opened. A stare on the whipping revolver. The star. Listening to a Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at a Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.